The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Erica McCarty for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be sharing information compiled from various blogs and websites, including Eater North Carolina, ABC11.com, NCpedia.org, and Triangle Food Blog. Today's conversation on comforting culinary cuisine is on the NC State Fair. The North Carolina State Fair is an American state fair and agricultural exposition held annually in Raleigh, North Carolina. The fair was founded in 1853 and organized by the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. It attracts around 1 million visitors over 11 days every year in mid-October. There is a fabulous and lengthy article on the history of the North Carolina State Fair, which I found on the ncpedia.org website. Worth the read. This article goes in depth about the years before the Civil War, when North Carolina farmers faced many problems, both educationally and professionally. How in 1852, agricultural reform was established, but later faltered, thus enforcing them to find better ways to encourage North Carolina farmers to adopt new scientific methods of farming. And this was the birth of a state fair. The fair, they hoped, would allow the society to demonstrate the best farming practices in the state to thousands of farmers, as well as provide an opportunity to teach better farming methods. Farmers competed via livestock or crops to win prizes awarded by the state to help fund their individual farms. In support of this agricultural initiative, the citizens of Raleigh jumped on board to offer their goods and services to the thousands of fair visitors and to help entertain them during the week. And by 1860, the Agricultural Society had succeeded in creating something rare and effective. This format, however, required funding, so fast forward to today, the fairgrounds hum with activity, including expositions, carnival rides, food, and celebrations of our agricultural heritage, and to this day remains the state's oldest and most important annual celebration. As always, the state fair has one of the most exciting and diverse food offerings, and this year is no exception. There is something for everyone to enjoy, including 2 new entertainment acts, 4 new rides, animals, family activities, and more than 30 new food items, with over 50 food venues in total for visitors to try as they walk the fairgrounds this year. The Visit Raleigh website has a list of the best new foods at the 2023 North Carolina Fair, numerous new sweets, treats, and over-the-top concoctions for foodies to look forward to this year. There are hot foods, messy foods, loaded-to-the-max foods, and foods we had no idea could actually go together. You'll find them all this year at the North Carolina State Fair starting this week on October 12th, and it runs through October 22nd, so get your fair food game plan started. Some of these new food items listed, or new foods listed for this year, are Little Loca's Empanadas from Arepa Loca. These are made in the shape of half moons with cornflour dough, stuffed with a Latin touch of stew made with rice, eggs, seasoned with tomato, onions, garlic, cilantro, and other spices with an added option of chicken or beef, and then deep fried. As a result, a highly addictive empanada. At least so they're told. Korean barbecue from Bulgogi, serving their famous Korean barbecue, rolled in seaweed and rice, and then, of course, deep-fried and served on a stick. Deep-fried cinnamon apple bread pudding bites from Chef's Delights. These are bite-sized bits of warm, buttery bread pudding, battered and fried until golden brown, tossed in cinnamon crunch powder and topped with warm caramel apples, caramel sauce, butterscotch chips, praline pecans, and a swirl of whipped cream. And just add a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and you've got a sundae. How about an ostrich smash burger from Chicken Q? Double-pattied, 100% North Carolina-raised ostrich burgers, raised ostrich burgers with cheese, grilled onions, special sauce, all on a brioche bun. Or politician fries from Chester's Gators and Taters. These are French fries covered in cheese and full of fried bologna. Bacon-wrapped candied jalapeno pimento cheese sandwiches. That's a mouthful just to say. From Ezel's Something Good, which is two slices of bread filled with sweet and spicy candied jalapeno pimento cheese, enrobed with bacon and cooked until crisp on the outside and gooey on the inside. And let's mention some of these other foods. I mean, there are so many. Bacon mac and cheese sundaes, cheese pizza cones, deep fried ribs, brown sugar, fried corn, and colossal prawn pops. Oh my gosh, makes my mouth water. More. There's more. Hey, have you got a sweet tooth? You won't be disappointed with these choices either. How does a butterbeer caramel apple from Miss Debbie's Specialty Apple sound? Or a strawberry cheesecake slush from Moose Juice? Or a maple glazed bacon mini donut on a stick? Well, whatever your sweet tooth fancies, you are sure to find a delectable treat to satisfy your taste buds. So come on over to the North Carolina State Fair, and we'll see you there. Chefs in Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill are moving away from the downtown hustle. This particular story is taken from an article from Eater, Carolina. Tiny cubes of sunset pink watermelon sit nestled with boiled peanuts and Japanese eggplant on the Baba Ganoush dish at Aja, 209 Bickett Boulevard in Raleigh, adding a brightness to the dish, but also serving as a reminder of the final days of summer sun and crisper weather on the horizon. With fall on the way, thousands of university students have returned to the Triangle to attend the new semester, and local families have returned from vacations to also settle into the school year and tuck into their respective communities. At Aja, acclaimed chef Chidi Kumar's new ode to the Mediterranean, the Middle East, and beyond, customers from the Five Points neighborhood and avid fans of her previous restaurant, Garland, gather in the backyard of the Bickett Boulevard restaurant to dine on dayboat shrimp grouped with sweet corn, peach tamarind pork ribs, and zatarinis. The building is nestled among family homes, warehouses, and a few shops. That block has always been kind of the secret little hideaway that we were just really attracted to, says Kumar. During the pandemic, Kumar and partner Paul Seiler were presented with the opportunity to move into the space behind Anisette Sweet Shop. They thought they would open a new restaurant in addition to their acclaimed Indian meat southern spot, Garland, but diners stopped coming downtown when offices shuttered, and they decided to close that space. Now, their new spot overlooks the tall buildings in downtown Raleigh that once nestled their former restaurant. Aja is just one of the many Triangle restaurants stepping away from the main streets of downtown as real estate prices rise and rampant construction hinders customers from venturing to visit, on top of complicated parking situations, traffic, and behaviors altered by the pandemic. I think across the globe, people's eating habits changed and their routes changed. What they do and where they are is just different. There were a lot of factors that added up that made us really being excited about being in a neighborhood, says Kumar. Over in Durham, Chef Oscar Diaz decided to open Little Bull at 810 North Mangum Street, his homage Mexican-American cuisine, in the historic Old Five Points neighborhood. Customers looking for the restaurant will pass by family homes, a few barber shops, and a commercial garage to reach this address. We wanted something that was tucked away, said Diaz. We really wanted a quaint restaurant without the hustle and bustle of the Main Street Strip. We wanted somewhere where it felt like we were adding to a community. The lower cost of rent also allows Diaz to offer his staff a livable wage. Sometimes opening a small restaurant in this area becomes difficult because the real estate cost per square foot can get absurd, he says. So while we need to make a profit, we also want to keep our prices reasonable for our guests and, of course, produce quality products. Just north of the downtown scene, the space at Little Bull is hip, but not in an intimidating way. It's a comfortable spot for friends and family to gather over Diaz's menu of comfort food through his view as a first-generation Mexican-American who grew up in Chicago and ended up in the South. Plates include birria dumplings, local catch ceviches, and beef cheek barbacoa on top of bone marrow with fresh tortillas. The plates come out, and customers want to keep ordering more and more to try everything and to keep the party going with the rest of the dining room. In Chapel Hill, non-Italian restaurant Bombolo, located at 764 MLK Jr. Boulevard, sits off the main drag of Franklin Street behind the homes and apartments off of Martin Luther King Boulevard. The dining room is filled with professor types and young families. They dine on halibut koa soy, rabbit pappardelle, and New Orleans-style barbecued shrimp from Chef Garrett Fleming. From an outsider's perspective, the strip mall location of Bombolo may not scream neighborhood restaurant, but Chapel Hill tends to feel like one large community with lines between the university and the medical system blurred with the town. Fleming and co-owner's sister, Eleanor Lacey, say they originally looked at a Franklin Street location but ultimately decided against it. The majority of Chapel Hill doesn't regard Franklin Street as easily accessible or in their neighborhood, said Lacey. One delightful thing that has happened is that we get a lot of people who live around us and remember this place as the previous restaurant kitchen, and they are excited to have something in the neighborhood once again. And while each of these restaurants, Aja, Little Bull, and Bombolo, are relatively new to their locations, they all seem to be part of the neighborhoods already, as if they've been there for years. With the arrival of fall, each of the owners expects to be a bit busier with friends and families venturing out more, with the chillier weather and holidays on the way. One can imagine that their menus will become the flavors of the community, and there may even be a time when diners can't remember an evening before their favorite neighborhood restaurant even showed up next door. And last September, we added another four restaurants to the hottest restaurants in the Triangle for 2023 list. They are Congress Bar and Cafe, another addition to the ever-growing food and beverage scene in East Durham. Congress is a food and cocktail bar with regularly scheduled live music, beer from Black Brewers, and affordable cocktails. Congress aims to be East Durham's neighborhood bar. They've partnered with Meat and Gray's to offer charcuterie boards and occasional pop-ups with Oyster Dumpling Bar, offering other food options as well. Right next door to Mike D's, the patio in between the two offers a great chance to enjoy the fall weather with a cocktail and some barbecue, located at 471 South Driver Street in Durham. The second one, the Velvet Hippo. The Velvet Hippo occupies the entire third floor of a building on the iconic Orange Street in downtown Durham. There's a bi-level rooftop patio and cozy interior, along with the creative cocktails and small food menu. Recent offerings include a Glinda the Good Witch cocktail in a nod to the Broadway show Wicked, playing nearby at the Durham Performing Arts Center. There are small plates, menu, beer, wine, occasional queer dance parties, and regular yappy hour on the patio where dogs are welcome between noon and 6 p.m. on weekends. The Velvet Hippo is located at 119 Orange Street, third floor, in Durham. Here's a good one. RBF. Yes, RBF stands for what you think it stands for. But don't let that stand in the way of checking out Downtown Cary's newest wine bar. As the rest of the name suggests, the menu is heavy on champagne and bubbles. But there are plenty of other wines, if sparkling isn't your thing. Recent interesting glasses included a sparkling Gruner Veltliner from Austria and the 2022 Pinot Grigio Pinot Blanc blend from California's famed Aubin Climat. A menu of cheese, charcuterie, and spreads complement the wine list. They are located at 210 East Chatham Street, Suite 10 in Cary. And our last addition is Isaac's Bagels. Isaac's Bagels have been a Bull City favorite since first offering fresh New York-style bagels for pickup and at pop-ups during the pandemic. And it finally has a brick-and-mortar location on Chapel Hill Street near the Durham Co-op and Al-Taba Halal Market. Get a bagel with cream cheese or a bagel sandwich. Their offerings trend classic, like an open-faced lox sandwich or egg and cheese. Cream cheese options get a little more adventurous with flavors like Szechuan chili and burnt jalapeno. It also offers fresh cookies, pastries, and coffee, and everything is takeout only. Located at 1003 West Chapel Hill Street in Durham. We have lots of restaurant news around the Triangle to catch up on. Let's see, in Raleigh, after 3 decades, Raleigh has lost one of its most beloved downtown restaurants, Humble Pie. Unfortunately, they closed their doors last week, an institution with soul and seasonality. You will be missed. But former Pool's Diner chef de cuisine David Ellis will be opening Figulina, Pasta and Provisions, a pasta-centric restaurant, guess where, in the former Humble Pie space. According to the article, Ellis honed his culinary skills across the world before coming to the U.S. in 2019 and landing a job with Ashley Christensen shortly thereafter. This restaurant will also feature a small retail section with provisions like cookbooks, dry pasta, and tinned fish. Look for him to open in December or early January. Good and bad news in the Five Points area of Raleigh. After putting a pause on operations, Lone Rider Brewing has permanently closed the 1626 Glenwood Avenue location. But don't fret, they still have 3 other locations. The good news, Michael DePersia with DePersia and Associates has confirmed that they have sold the business to Max Speed Shop out of Charlotte. Max was founded 18 years ago by Wynn Davis and Hall Johnston as a place that would blend their love for barbecue, beer, and bikes. Everything is made from scratch, including the barbecue sauces and dressings. But don't worry, you don't have to have a Harley. Your minivan and dog are more than welcome there. No word on an actual opening date yet, so we will watch for that one. North Carolina-based Flavor Hills Restaurant and Bar is making its way to downtown Raleigh. Slated to open near Sono Sushi at 319 Fayetteville Street, this veteran-owned foodie spot features creative dishes like pumpkin spice chicken and waffles, fried deviled eggs, and Cajun shrimp and grits. No word yet on this opening date, another one to look forward to. Also in downtown Raleigh, we got word this week that Square Burger, part of Empire Eats Restaurant Group, that's a big group here, will not renew their lease in the current location in Moore Square, which is located at 225 East Martin Street. Their lease is up in January of 2024. That much we know. What we also know is that Empire loves the concept and the brand and is not opposed to opening it somewhere else. So bottom line, enjoy them at their current location for the next 4 months. But beyond that, stay tuned. Let's see where they end up. Mandolin at 2519 Fairview Road in Raleigh is bringing back two restaurant faves, Saturday brunch and Sunday dinner. Make a reservation for a romantic dinner or to start your Saturday morning with an elevated breakfast item like confit chicken hash, and Johnston County Country Ham Benedict. Both sound yummy. Over in Holly Springs, a bakery called Asia's Cakes will soon be opening. They're going to be opening a storefront at 113 North Main Street near downtown. Asia's Cakes currently operates taking orders and delivering only, so this will mark a new chapter as they opened their first retail operation. Looks like a pretty extensive offering of cakes, cupcakes, cookies, brownies, and desserts, so that's one. Don't have a date for opening on that one yet, but that's coming up as well. Also in Holly Springs, a new Italian restaurant called Spazio Vino and Cucino is moving into the recently closed Harvest Moon on Bass Lake Road, more specifically 128 Bass Lake Road. In Knightdale, Crafton Food Hall at 706 Money Court has been sold to Tequila Tacos and Mezcal out of Wake Forest, 1000 Forestville Road. Don't have a date opening on that one, but that's coming to Knightdale soon. And the Depot on First, a restaurant located inside an historic house in Knightdale, is scheduled to open on October 6th. They will serve American-style fare, including steak, seafood, and pasta. The restaurant's atmosphere is meant to be modern and upscale, while incorporating the space's history. They are located at 608 North 1st Avenue in a Sears catalog house dating back to 1935. In Chapel Hill, the Mediterranean Deli reopened this week in a temporary location for the first time since its original Franklin Street location caught on fire. Remember, we talked about that a while back over the summer. This is going to be strictly takeout, no indoor dining. The pickup location is at 454 West Franklin Street at the former Elaine's location. It will operate from 4 p.m. until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and they are closed on Sunday, offering a limited menu. So evening, looks at 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Interesting. Durham. In Durham, we caught the wind that there is a woman-owned local coffee shop coming to the Bull City. Mid Bloom Coffee is shooting to open next month inside the Common Market at 1821 Green Street. And also in Durham, it's a southern thing. In downtown Durham, they will open a second location beginning next week at Ellis Crossing. That's 1051 Eunice Road, Suite 110 in Durham. If you haven't been before, they are known for their unique take on traditional southern fare. Laid-back atmosphere, southern hospitality, delicious craft cocktails, and thoughtfully created scratch-made dishes. And over in Pittsburgh, the West End Kitchen has scheduled their grand opening for, looks like, this week, Thursday, October 12. They are moving into the former Angelina's Kitchen space on Rectory Street in Pittsburgh and are describing their eatery as a chef-driven gastro pub where they plan to offer breakfast and lunch. Over in Wake Forest, up near the Wake Forest Raleigh line off of 401 in Lewisburg Road, in the Forestville Crossing Shopping Center, Andy's Frozen Custard is now open in the former Torero's location, where they did a complete teardown and an entirely new build. Also in Wake Forest, Petroni's Pizza opened this week. A born-in-Brooklyn style of takeout and dine-in pizza and more, located at 131 Crenshaw Corners Drive. And this is Petroni's second North Carolina location. In Cary and Morrisville, the Pho Tien Phat Vietnamese Noodle House has opened at the intersection of Cary Parkway and Tryon Road, specifically 6404 Tryon Road. And big news out of McCrimmon Corners Shopping Center in Morrisville, 4075 Davis Drive. Ali Hibachi and Sushi opened this week, serving up fast casual sushi and Japanese. And right next door to Quickly, in the same shopping center, there is signage up for a Hokkaido ramen house in the old Flavors kitchen space. So we'll see if that one comes to fruition as well. We have a lot of food events coming up, so go grab your calendar. Don't want you to miss out on any of these upcoming fun events. And these are all in October. So, of course, don't forget the North Carolina State Fair, October 12 to 22, the largest annual event in the state. The North Carolina State Fair draws 1 million visitors through the gates each October, marking what many consider to be the unofficial beginning of the fall season. 11 days of high-flying rides, deep-fried foods, live music, stunt shows, and other entertainment. And 2023 marks the 155th year of this event. How cool. Neighborhood Bar and Southern Kitchen, Whiskey Kitchen, will hold their second annual Ardbeg Wee Beastie Sauce Boss competition on October 18th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Whiskey Kitchen will partner with Ardbeg for this free, fun, and collaborative event on their patio in downtown Raleigh. Each participant sauce must include Ardbeg Wee Beastie Single Malt Whiskey as an ingredient. These barbecue sauces will be paired with Whiskey Kitchen smoked pulled pork served from Ardbeg Smoker. Whiskey Kitchen is located at 201 West Martin Street in the heart of downtown Raleigh. The Raleigh International Wine Festival is scheduled for October 21st in downtown Raleigh City Plaza. And the folks over at Acme are bringing back Salt and Smoke on Saturday, October 28th this year, held at the barn at Sonark Media off of in Hillsboro. And the final Durham Central Park Food Truck Rodeo of the year is October 29th from 12 to 4 p.m. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. We hope you have enjoyed today's broadcast. Be sure to listen next time, and please consider volunteering or donating to your local food bank so no one goes hungry. Keep eating local, folks. I'm Erica McCarty, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and readily available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.